Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette leaders discuss strategies for economic and community revitalization. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. As coal declines, Campbell County is seeking to transform its local economy for the future. Local leaders, including the Campbell County Commissioners, met with representatives from community builders and the National Association of Counties. The Gillette News Record reported Campbell County is part of the Building Resilient Economies in Coal Communities Action Challenge, a one-year program supported by the U.S. Department of Commerce to help coal communities diversify their economies. This program connects communities with economic development experts and provides personalized coaching. Despite the decline in coal and no new federal coal leases since 2012, Campbell County is not ready to abandon coal entirely. The community aims to revitalize its economy without transitioning away from coal. Local partners in this effort include the City of Gillette, the Town of Wright, Gillette College, and others. Commission Chair Del Shellstead noted the stark consequences faced by coal-reliant towns in West Virginia and emphasized the need for a proactive approach. While federal policies have impacted coal communities, Campbell County continues to seek ways to maintain its economic vitality. Erica Heller of the Community Builders highlighted that Gillette stands out for not adopting a defeatist attitude towards coal's future. The focus is not only on economic improvement, but also on enhancing the quality of life. Commissioner Jim Ford stressed the importance of considering the broader impact of coal decline on communities and suggested introducing this perspective at the federal level. Commissioner Butch Knutson advocated for innovative thinking in economic development, particularly in housing and industrial parks. The consensus is that population growth is essential for economic prosperity, as attracting and growing businesses relies on an increasing population. Representative Hageman introduces bill to remove DEI criteria from federally funded research initiatives. On Friday, Congresswoman Harriet Hageman introduced the Abolishing Woke Awards for Research and Development Act to the 118th Congress. The proposed legislation aims to ensure that the National Institutes of Health, or NIH, distributes research grants and awards through a merit-based system, moving away from the current diversity, equity, and inclusion criteria used in the allocation of federal funds. In a statement released from Hageman's office, Hageman expressed her concerns about the current funding approach. The billions of taxpayer dollars allocated to the NIH should be used to fuel impactful, groundbreaking scientific research, not to satisfy gender and racial employment quotas. The Biden administration's countless DEI-first actions have undermined the concepts of meritocracy and meaningful research, and American ingenuity and innovation have suffered as a result. The Award Act mandates that the NIH base its funding decisions on the quality and potential impact of the proposed research rather than social demographics of the researchers. According to Hageman, this shift will compel universities to focus on how their proposals benefit the nation rather than on their inclusivity or diversity. Hageman stated, "The Award Act addresses these failures by requiring the NIH to use selection criteria based on the research to be done, not the social demographics of those conducting it when awarding federal funds. Universities will have to explain how their proposals will benefit the nation, not demonstrate how inclusive or diverse they are. I'm proud to introduce this bill that will ensure taxpayer money is allocated in an evidence-based, mutually beneficial way, not as yet another tool weaponized in favor of the radical left's social and political agenda. If passed, the Award Act will represent a significant shift in federal funding policy, emphasizing scientific merit over social consideration in the pursuit of innovation and national benefit. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.